what was unique about San Francisco is that you'd have people who would go to just about everything. And you would see those people, or members of one group. So there might be kind of a bohemian hip-hop group, which was sort of how Midnight Voices was positioned. And you go to Midnight Voices show, but you'd see the same folks, or at least a handful of them, at a Guar show, or Butthole Surfers, you know? And you're like, okay, these are the cats at Butthole Surfers that just came to Midnight Voices show. Like, that's crazy. Those things don't even seem to go along. But that's sort of how experimental the folks were. And I always tell people that, you know, we talk about dominant culture, particularly, you know, like white, Anglo, right? But from my opinion, growing up in that era in San Francisco, I felt that most of the cats that I knew that were white, if they were raised here or they were coming here, they were coming for the diversity and for the variety. And so they were here to be part of it. And so many of them were experimenting with multiple scenes to figure out who they were. And so San Francisco was sort of an identity quest as opposed to, and so the scene, I think, was nurtured by that, because the people who were coming were sort of like, oh, what can I find that'll tell me more about who I am? I think what started to happen, you know, around 98, 99, 2000, was that anyone with a computer science degree was told, hey, if you want to make your fortune, go there. And so that group came. And that group, in many ways, was just as involved as some of the other people in coming to the city. I think when it changed is when people realized you could make so much money. I think that bubble, you know, that sort of 2000 bubble is when it changed for the worse. Because what happened was, I mean, I have an MBA and I feel bad about this, but it's true. It's like the MBA's game, you know? I mean, the geeks were here and the geeks liked the different sort of cultural, I'm trying to even think of the best way to put it. It's sort of dipping pools that you can find in San Francisco, right? I'll go dip myself over there and I'll dip over here and, you know, experiment and see what that is. But once the business folks came, you know, once those MBAs showed up, because they knew they could make a fortune, they would leave finance and come into the tech scene, that's when I think things got, they just weren't cool. In San Francisco, like most of the North, the policies that were used to keep folks of African descent down and out were housing, education. And so that's what you see here. And the recent out-migration, you know, the out-migration that happened in the last 10 to 15 years, where you've seen a drop from about 13% African-American, sort of when I was a kid, right, over 100,000 African-Americans here, to demographers, you know, 2010, the census had it at 6%. It's about 38,000. Demographers now are saying it's somewhere between 3 and 4%. And what they're also saying is that by, I think, 2050, San Francisco will be the second whitest county in the Bay Area after Marin County. So what's the statistics are going against what people predicted 10, 15 years ago. Even the Asian Americans are leaving. The Latinos are leaving. The Southeast Asians are leaving San Francisco. So it's not just African Americans, but there's an out-migration of everyone who's non-white, which is deep. And then what does that mean for the arts? What does that mean for culture? What does it mean for, you know, being a great city? Like, are you a great city? You know, I would say half the people that work at my center are people that grew up in Filmo, but, you know, work, you know, in social services in the city, because those, that's their community. And so while the Western Addition in particular is about it, like demographically, if you look at it, there's probably about 3,400 African Americans that live there. It's a small group. But on any given weekend day, there's 10,000 people there, because people are coming to see grandma, they're coming to see their auntie, they're coming to see somebody. And so, you know, there's still a lot of folks connected to Phil Warren, there's still a lot of folks connected to the Western Addition. But they don't live there. I mean, Antioch is sort of the small San Francisco right now. It really is. I mean, you could go there. My friend who lives there said, so we used to have a saying, the kids, like a call. that was a Fillmore call, and it was woo-coo, right? You could tell somebody woo-coo, and they say woo-coo back, and they knew you're from Fillmore. He said you could do that in Antioch, and someone will say it back to you. Because so many people from San Francisco live in Antioch.